nine drives that we had. We scored six of them were six of them were touchdowns. One was a 50-yard field goal score by our place kicker, right before the half. Did a good job of keeping them out of the end zone. Had a red zone interception, by Marcus Barnes. And then at the very end of the half, as they were trying to get into the end zone, one of our guys made a scramble play on the quarterback as time ran out. So, and they, didn't score, going into that that final part of the second half there. But to be able to run the ball, to be able to throw the ball to keep the clock going, being 7 for 10 for third down situations was highly efficient, holding them to 5 to 12. I just thought we played a complete game that we were looking for. I know Vince is going to get his program turned around there. He's got a lot of good players and a lot of potential there. But it was good for us to go down and execute all facets of the game, for our playmakers to have their hands on the ball and make plays. Malachi Emo did a fantastic job. Bronson did as well. Darius did a great job, and even Hollis Mathis. So a lot of guys have had opportunities now to contribute to this game. We played a lot of players. We're just talking about how freshmen play and have the opportunities to still hang on to their red shirt year. So that's important, particularly as you're going down the stretch here. So coming out of the game, still relatively healthy. We'll see what happens here going into the next week, because like I said, Elon is again the CAA, the teams that we play, are good teams, and Coach Tony's done a really good job of having his teams ready to play, particularly us, over the last couple of years.
I want to start with Darius. We talked about last Monday. He had an uncharacteristic game up at Stony Brook, but then he bounces back, 16 of 21, 242, and two touchdowns throwing. He runs for 64 yards and the touchdown. Just talk about that bounce back for him and the ability to show what he could do.
Yeah, critical. I mean, as a player, particularly as a quarterback, because you touch the ball 100% of the time, you can't let the highs get you too high and the lows get you too low. I think one of the things Darius learned is resiliency and just control of things that you can control. And him being able to run the ball, throw the ball, and have those types of options is critically important for us. And actually, I was high-fiving him because he actually learned how to slide stuff like that and trying to stay up and hit people. So, being smart like that is it's important for your quarterbacks to know that that the next play also counts, but getting to the next play is critically important. So very proud of Darius for rebounding, taking it on his shoulders and say, listen, coach, I can play better. I know I got to play better to help this team win. And he demonstrated that on Saturday.
Defensively, you touched on, you guys were able to really get some big stops. You got a fourth down stop and then the interception in the end zone from Marcus Barnes. How big was it to make those plays on defense to sort of take their momentum away with, especially with the way you guys were moving the ball on offense?
They're huge. We'd given up a bunch of turnovers previous game. We had no turnovers this game. Got the interception in red zone, the fourth down stop. Down there also the second into the second half there. We were 5 for 5 in the red zone, so we scored points every time we got down there. I believe they were 1 for 3, so that's significant as well. Their players did a good job of trying to respond back, but I just think just overwhelmingly the game plan, the players, the people, the schemes that the coaches put together was able to just kind of capitalize on the things that was going well for us during the day. And like I said, we played really well defensively. Offensively, ran the ball almost close to 500 total yards, no turnovers. That's critical. We had been giving the ball up the last few games, particularly the losses with turnovers, and having none. And then going out and creating some opportunities for stops, red zone stops. That was big for us.
You mentioned Elon coming in on Saturday, a team that's coming off a big win last week against Campbell. As you started to break them down a little bit, what are some of the challenges they present on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, all three sides of the ball. I mean, the three elements
True.
right there.
Yeah.
Obviously, Chandler is a phenomenal player. A guy that that touches the ball as a receiver, but also as a kick returner. I mean, he's done fantastic things for them, as we all know. So him being a part of the special teams unit, where you get the ball, where you start, is critically important. You talk about field position and analytics. Him having the ball in his hand is something that's been very positive for them when he does well. Also, as a receiver, first play of the game, they score because of his legs and his athleticism. On the other side, defensively, they're big, they're aggressive, they play fast, they run downhill, all those things. And so, we've seen them over the years. Elon and Winnie Mary have gone back and forth. Like they got the last couple, and like I said, the good football team that, even though we're here at our place, they beat us the last time at our place. And so, we got to play better. We got to play much better. But our guys are excited about the new challenge of the opportunity to try to go another 1-0 in the month of November.
You guys have so many versatile offensive guys. When you see a guy like Chandler Brayboy, when you're trying to coach against him and scheme, how much goes into trying to either lock him down or kick it away from him? What goes into those decisions that are made as a coach?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of decisions that go into that. Obviously, he's a playmaker, and the explosive play capability, All-American, probably a draft pick, whatever it may be. He's got a skill set that's special. And so when you're game planning, you want to know where he's at. Where you kick the ball matters. Where he's lined up, it matters in terms of coverage opportunities or help. But we've seen people on film double team him, triple team him, and all that stuff, and he still gets free and makes plays. And so they rely on some other players that they do have. They got a 6'4" plus wide receiver that's good. They got a big running back that played well this past game. Quarterback is a good player, efficient. So they have a lot of things that are going on for them that make them lethal and dangerous. And so we just got to make sure our game plan is complete with who has the edges. Who's got what coverages are we in? Communicating those types of things, and then playing fast and playing hard.
You mentioned the rivalry with Elon. You guys have had so many great games in the past. You had the 5 or 6 overtime game, whatever it was, a few years ago, and the games always seem to be tight and close. Is there any reason that you can think of that the games have always been that way?
Highly competitive. I mean, they got a great coaching staff. I have a good coaching staff. Like-minded schools, from the standpoint of the student athletes that are attracted there, like-minded schools where our student athletes, you can be smart, get a world-class education, and you can be tough and play football. So there's always that mindset that you're trying to get across when you're out there playing. So, it's a lot of their players know our players, and vice versa. We got players from North Carolina, and it's just one of those rivalries that have started to exist where, two good schools get at it, and like you said, we played that 4 or 5 time overtime. I forget, that was it was a couple of years ago, but that's indicative of the type of team that Coach Trisciani has got, and hopefully, when they come up, we'll be very highly competitive. One of the last home games that we'll have here, but it'll be important for us. Hopefully, a crowd will be big. It'll be an atmosphere once again that college football is going to be played.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much for the time this afternoon, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, for media members on the line, if you have questions for the coaches here this afternoon.